97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome in. Jamie Lynch, Andrew Salchunas. We got Connor in with us producing the show.
What's happening about it?
If you remove Philadelphia Sports from the Philadelphia Sports Station, then it's fine. Personally, I'm doing great.
Well, then it rains.
Yeah, it's a nice fall day. The leaves are falling. A little bit of rain in the air. Misty out there. Looks like a gray Seattle day. Sports-wise, everything's horrible and our pets' heads are falling off. But personally, yeah. I'm doing great.
All right, that's good.
I had a fun morning with my daughter. And
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. But sports-wise, everything's really bad.
It sucks.
It's horrible.
I let it affect my life too much.
Yeah.
I really do.
I used to be there. Not to say I'm happy about things, and we'll get into all of it, because, look, this is it's a day before a more or less a do-or-die Eagles game, and the Phillies' hatred is consuming my frontal lobe.
As it should.
They are, once again, on the verge of another organizational change, because there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail need to be fired, and they need to be fired Monday morning at the latest, and the Phillies now have to shift gears again because they got it wrong.
Yeah, and can we actually put out a few polls? Because remember, John Middleton looked at that Todd Zielecki poll.
So that's why
he picked Harper over Machado, because Machado signed.
So we can influence the Phillies' decisions with the Twitter poll.
So let's do one of those.
That's it. I mean, they have to go. There's no more. That's it. You screwed up. Look, you went to the Orioles at a time when they won a division, and it was a tough division. But you are poaching your organizational direction from the Baltimore Orioles, who have been, and the Anaheim Angels, who, with the best player in baseball, have been both inept franchises
for the
last 15 to 20 years.
The Angels have Mike Trout and Albert Pujols, and they haven't been relevant since Troy Glaus.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Troy Glaus was the last time they were relevant.
Who was the salmon out there? Tim Salmon.
Tim Salmon.
Yeah.
They had Jim Edmonds.
Yeah.
You know what? They haven't been relevant since they were the California Angels.
Yeah,
right. LA Angels of Anaheim.
So, can you explain to me, because, and this we'll get to the bullpen issue, the Phillies farm system, and I know Pat Egan's probably his blood is boiling right now because he's Patty prospects and likes to defend the farm system a little bit.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's historically awful. It's always been awful. You know, a Utley, Rollins, and a Howard and a Cole Hamels in one little spurt does not change what has been a dreadful organization for 100 years, and there's no farm system in sight that I'm excited by, and it leads to their Phillies problems now, because look, a bullpen, you don't need the best bullpen in the world to win in baseball. You need a bullpen that's not going to hurt you, and to get that, you should be able to pull 2, 3, 4 arms up from your farm system at any time that are competent major league level pitchers. And the Phillies simply can't do that. And they have to go. And they have to go now.
Jamie, they blew 14 saves this season. 14.
In a 60-game season.
And I just, this is something that's thrown out there a lot, but it's true. You cut that in half. 7's probably still bad in a 60-game season.
You're already in the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs. You finished second place in the NL East. Like, think about that.
It's really hard to do. Adam Morgan last night is saying, I hate that we're a detriment to this team.
Yeah, I hate it too.
We all do, Adam.
Like, Jamie, I don't know why I did this to myself. I came in yesterday. You saw me. I was wearing the Bryce Harper jersey.
and I kind of laughed like, oh, yeah, you're all Phillied up, huh?
I wore my Bryce Harper jersey. I have a Phillies hat that I got at one of the giveaway nights years ago. And I only wear it. It's what they call a dad hat. Mm-hmm. I only wear it on the beach and when I'm fishing. So it's a good vibes hat.
Because
I'm down the shore wearing it. I'm on the beach wearing it. It smells like suntan lotion. You can see where the salt has affected the hat. I wore my socks that they gave away once of the 1980 Phillies that I wore on my wedding night, Jamie. I tried bringing all the positive vibes that I possibly could, and I did it again. I fooled myself into thinking, you know what? It's going to change. And you know how they lost yesterday? The same way they've lost time and time and time again. And it's just the bullpen. And it's still believing in Vince Velasquez because he throws hard. And I saw too many, well, at least Vince Velasquez gave you four decent innings.
We'll get to that.
The problem
Joe Girardi screwed that up.
The problem is, he only gave you four innings.
Yes, that's exactly the problem.
Like, I need a guy that can give you at least
seven,
and then you went to this dreadful, god-awful bullpen. But no, we have to applaud Vince Velasquez because he pitched four decent innings.
Yeah, I'm done. Vince Velasquez can get on the same plane out of town as Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail. Andy McPhail, I mean, what, we've heard from him six times over the course of the last 3 years?
Yes,
and
like
he, and he said some inanely stupid things.
We don't.
Yeah, like, what are we doing here? Change is needed, and it was needed a while ago. And to compound the fact that you went after the problem in season with four different pitchers and couldn't get one of them right.
They're all terrible.
You that was the nail in your coffin. You're done. Had those four guys maybe balanced out the bullpen and you're in the playoffs, that could have saved your job. But you aren't able to pinpoint anyone that could help this bullpen, and that's embarrassing.
And it's the same thing 3 years in a row. And I know the audio went viral. We'll play it at some point of John Middleton saying,
"Oh, it's hilarious.
The September collapse will not happen next year." He, of course, talking about this season. It's now 3 years in a row, and it's the same story. It's, you know, you put together this lineup last year that I thought would be better than what it was.
It was not the lineup's fault,
but. No, I'm saying last season.
I was
fooled because I thought Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto would be enough. Rhys Hoskins clearly still has his questions. He played well this season.
I feel a little more confident in Rhys than I was at the beginning
of
this year.
But we still dealt with Franco. We still dealt with a terrible outfield last year after Andrew McCutchen gets hurt. You still dealt with a terrible bullpen last year. And now this year, the offense was better this year. But the bullpen, again, 2 years in a row, you had a terrible bullpen. And I had to hear John Middleton last year brag about how they were a top five bullpen from the trade deadline on.
Puke.
And not really put into, you know, the into effect what happened before the trade deadline, which is why you had to make all those trades. Same thing this year. And this time you didn't get lucky with some arms.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the biggest issue is the farm system, because everything comes from that. Look, the Tampa Bay Rays had a guy named Chaim Bloom, who is a Philadelphia guy. He's my age. And he was in that organization and helped make them one of the best farm systems in all of baseball. And the Red Sox and the Phillies, I believe, interviewed him for the job at the time. And they went with a guy that the Angels in-house passed over in Matt Klentak. And now Chaim Bloom is up in Boston. And guess what? One of his first deals was working over the Phillies and Matt Klentak for Workman, who was not good enough. Yep. And you got Pivetta and a prospect. And look, the prospect might not be anything, but you still won because Workman was horrible.
Yeah, he was awful. I mean, Jamie, I don't know. I'm down today. I'm angry. Like, I don't.
You should be.
I don't know really what to say anymore. I ruined my Friday night last night watching that team. I ruined a lot of nights during post-pandemic days watching this team because it's the same GD story every single night with this.
It's embarrassing. I was watching, I'm living at home with my parents for a month in between houses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was watching the game with my parents last night. And listen to what I'm about to tell you. As soon as the bullpen came in, down two runs, I went, I'm going to bet the Rays.
I
bet the Rays, and I was watching with my dad and my mom, and they're more casual baseball fans. They were laughing.
Yeah.
And my wife was laughing. And I'm like, I'm to protect myself, I'm kind of in that atrophy of caring stage.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Phillies are hanging on irrelevance right now. We're going on a decade of no playoff baseball for a team that spent close to the luxury tax in money. And that should be enough. But you know why it's not enough? Because they don't have jack squat in their farm system to bring up and help them. They can't supplement how they spend with talent evaluation. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to with the Eagles right now, which we'll get to. That's what it comes down to the Phillies right now. That's what comes down to the Sixers right now. And look, Chuck Fletcher and the Flyers, and thanks to Ron Hextall, were able to evaluate talent, and they are on the right track.
Yes.
Everybody else is going every which way but the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a scary time right now in Philadelphia. And I saw the poll that you put up earlier today. I mean, to me, it's the easy answer. It is.
I just wanted to see. I actually wanted to see the numbers.
Yeah.
I want to see how much of this town needs Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail out of here.
Well, now they're not irrelevant for people knowing that, for people noticing that. A lot of the times people will be like, oh, well, the Sixers are the team that's the better. They have the better future. They have the better spot. So, you know what? Let's move on from them and try to salvage what we have now. I mean, I'm glad that people are voting Klentak and McPhail, and I don't think it's a recency bias thing. I mean, this was embarrassing.
This is bad. This is historically
Jamie,
bad.
I told you this last week toward the end of the show, and I'll tell it to you now just 11 minutes into today's show, and I hope people can react to this and rant about this because this is embarrassing to
you
be a
You should be
major
outraged
market.
As a Phillies fan.
The Phillies, if they don't make the playoffs, which very, very good. Yeah, that's it's good for giving me percentages last week.
Hey, it's not my fault they soiled themselves.
If the Phillies miss the playoffs, which let's face it, they're mere seconds away from probably being eliminated.
97.5 The Fanatic.
They will have the second longest playoff drought in Major League Baseball because the Marlins clinched yesterday. So because the Marlins clinched yesterday, the Phillies are now going to be going on 9 years since making the playoffs. The Mariners going on 19 years on missing out in the playoffs. The Phillies are a major market city.
Yep.
Major market with, unfortunately, just two World Series titles under their belt.
And the Marlins are a better organization than the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, just with less money.
They don't spend money at all, and they're a better organization. What does that tell you? What's their payroll this year? How many World Series have they been to?
Yeah, they've won two. They have won equally amount of World Series that the Phillies have won as an expansion team in the late 90s.
You know why? Because they can evaluate talent. At one point in their outfield, they had Marcell Ozuna, Giancarlo Stanton, and Christian Yelich with Jose Fernandez coming up before his passing on the hill. That is called talent evaluation. Something that, for whatever reason in this town, sucks.
Mm-hmm.
For pretty much all the teams. And yeah, you hit here and there. But overall, nobody in this town can evaluate talent. And that needs to change. And I don't care. You want to spend some stupid money, Mr. Middleton?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you do. You go find the farm director of the Dodgers, of the Twins, of the Rays, of the Marlins, and you pay them whatever the hell they want to get their ass here and fix your farm system. Because historically, it sucked and nobody is starting to care. Yeah, we'll have our...
Does it look like stupid money to you?
We'll have our anger because it's fresh.
Yes.
You think there's going to be enthusiasm heading into next year?
If it's the same team and the same...
If something major doesn't change?
Oh, no.
He has to make a change now.
And I'm hoping he realizes that. I really do. I mean, even if they made the playoffs, Jamie...
It's fool's gold.
Yeah,
we all know
you need a change. But this is just extremely embarrassing. This bullpen of... we're talking historic. We're talking... Top five worst bullpens
of all
time.
Well, they're second worst all time to their own previous mark. In 1930, the Phillies had the worst of all time. This one's shortly behind them with an 8 ERA.
Do you know the one thing I'm thankful about for this season? That it's only 60 games.
Yeah, I'm glad it's over. This needed to end.
James, this was 162 games.
Oh, it would have been torture.
I mean, and let's face it, they would not have made the trades as early as they did because
if it wasn't. Yeah.
So we would have watched the Trevor Kellys. We would have watched the Cole Irvins, the Deolis Guerras. We would have watched them for probably 6 weeks.
I can't imagine how many saves they would have blown in a full season. 40?
They're at 14 right now, probably. Yeah, four, I don't know.
35 to 40, probably?
Times it by, what's the math? Times it by three. 60 games to 180. 14.
We're looking at 42.
We're looking at 42 saves.
42 blown saves over the course of a regular season. Think about that.
Brad Lidge went 48 for 48.
That's all. It's like Anchorman. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. To build a bullpen that horrible, how does it happen? Does that happen where 10 professional pitchers all just can't get it done? The odds on that happening have to be astronomical. Look at the Rays last night. They came in. They have one of the best bullpens in baseball without a true closer.
Yeah.
They just rotate amongst four or five different guys who are all solid.
All those guys are, it seems like, unhittable.
Connor Brogdon, I do want to give a little hat tip to. Looks like he actually has some stuff.
Well, yeah, he finally got a jersey that fits him. The first time he came in, his jersey was three sizes too big, and the first pitch of his career, he gives him a moonshot.
I've never seen anything like it. If you guys want to sound off on Matt Klentak,
please do.
And Andy McPhail, so that John Middleton and the cronies down there all hear it, we're your sounding board today, because Andrew and I are plenty pissed off, but, you know, nobody wants to hear us yell for 3 hours. So we want to hear from you guys.
Maybe they do.
Maybe you do, because we can keep going. But if you want to get the Philly steam off your chest, we're here for you today. To the other thing that bothered me last night, Joe Girardi, look, it's obvious what the bullpen is. There's no right buttons to push there.
It's What are you going to do?
I was unimpressed. I'm not disappointed. I'm not angry. I was just unimpressed this season in total.
Yeah, he didn't really do anything spectacular.
And the most important game of the year was last night, and the most important series of the year. Literally, your season hung in the balances.
Yes.
To trot Vince Velasquez out there on a Friday night, it truly blows my mind how dumb of a decision that was. Why all three of your best pitchers, I don't care if they're on short rest. I think it actually would have gotten them on track for 5 days rest on the playoffs if it starts Wednesday.
Right.
So that's like kind of like a secondary little, all right, well, you know, you can get by because they'll be on 5 days rest come playoff time. How Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, and Zach Eflin didn't pitch the three games this weekend truly blows my mind. And from an old school baseball meets a new school analytics guy, I can't believe he tried a Vince Velasquez out there last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting conversation, I guess. You know,
how does Aaron Nola not say, dude, give me the ball?
Give me the ball.
The only chance you had was to minimize the bullpen's appearances. And there, we all know Vince Velasquez. We've seen him for 4 or 5 years.
Four innings.
Does he ever get past five? I mean, he's thrown a complete game here and there. He had a great performance.
What, 3 years ago against the Rockies?
Yeah, exactly. Does he ever get past five innings? You knew Vince Velasquez starting that game last night was going to lead you to probably 4 to 5 innings of bullpen baseball. And that is a losing formula. And that was on Joe Girardi last night. I find it very hard to believe any of those three pitchers, if you said, guys, I need you to move up a day, they would say no.
Yeah.
And if they said no, that's another problem.
That's another problem, yeah. I always like bringing this stat up, and I've brought this up with you a few times doing the show, and this, of course, on PornhubBaseballReference.com.
Yeah, your favorite. Your
I
favorite.
Have Vince Velasquez's ERA by inning.
In his career, okay?
Okay,
in let me guess, because the first inning's probably bad. Second and third are probably solid.
No.
No, he stinks. He should not be a major league pitcher. And he's out there getting trotted out every single season because you know what? Matt Klentak doesn't want to admit that he failed trading Ken Giles. Not that I'm saying Ken Giles should still be here, but you get what I'm saying. Oh, well, he's the top prospect. These guys never want to be proven wrong. Let's trot out J.J. Arcega-Whiteside a bunch of times.
Oh,
we don't want to prove that we're wrong about that. Let's keep Matt Collins on the roster over Greg Ward because we don't want to be proven wrong. Let's keep Vince Velasquez on this team as a starter. We'll move him to the bullpen, but hey, he's going to make way too many spot starts for our blood pressures to be at a normal level. So his career ERA by the first inning, 4.02. Think about that.
That's who you trotted out with the season on the line.
Career ERA in the second inning, 4.18. It only gets better. In the third inning, 5.36.
Holy hell.
It goes down to 3.02 in the fourth inning.
Oh, wow. What a steal.
Listen to this. Vince Velasquez's career ERA in the fifth inning. And this is
usually his implosion.
He's made the fifth inning 88 times. So it's not like this was like, this only happened once.
Yeah, this is usually where he implodes.
6.78.
Oh, my Lord.
Sixth inning, 5.59. He's made it there 53 times. Seventh inning, a little less, 27 times, but an ERA higher of 9.
That is who you trotted out there instead of your ace in the system, Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
Can anybody explain that to me? You're a baseball guy.
No, I can't. I get the conversation, the debate, the short rest thing. But then
am
again,
I missing something? I ask you.
It's the final week.
There
of the
is
season.
No Sunday unless you win on Friday.
Yeah. If they lose today, or if somebody wins today that they're competing with for a wild card spot,
there's still a chance.
Right. But if, let's just say they lose today, and then there's absolutely no chance on Sunday, you don't have to pitch Aaron Nola or Zach Wheeler.
Exactly. You're not going to pitch him on
Sunday.
You
can call Cole Irvin back up or wherever the hell he is nowadays throwing 84 miles per hour.
Joe Girardi just,
I'm not. It's not rail on Joe Girardi Day. This isn't his fault. I'm just telling you. I was unimpressed. I mean,
dude,
this year.
The bullpen is not his fault.
There's no right button.
And I need to always throw this out here because people. Well, what about Kepler? I never blamed Kepler for the bullpen.
I thought he got overhated on.
I mean, the bullpen wasn't his fault. There were a lot of decisions I didn't agree upon, but the bullpen. I mean, whether it's Joe Girardi, Gabe Kepler, if they gave you and I a shot as managing this bullpen.
No, absolutely right.
You have no shot of winning. So it always comes back to the man upstairs, and that's Matt Klentak. That's Andy McPhail. And John Middleton has said multiple times.
I want my trophy back.
Right. But he has also said multiple times, and he said in the press conference last season, that he handles the big things, like the Bryce Harpers. He will. I guarantee you JT Realmuto's back next year. I would have to imagine if Klentak's gone.
I don't know about that. Gary Sanchez is a free agent.
I don't know.
The richest owner in sports just took over the Mets.
I know, but I
and apparently Rizzo's always loved him in D.C., so, you know, money's going to be out there
for
him.
I think John Milton's going to do whatever he can to get
that means going into the luxury tax for one time in their franchise's history. And you know why you have to keep doing that? Because you don't have a freaking farm system.
Correct. But Middleton has said that when it comes to decisions like the bullpen, he lets Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail handle that because, A, he's not going to give up that much money for a bullpen arm, so it's up to them to be able to scout the talent like the Tampa Bay Rays are able to do or like some of the other top teams.
Go poach talent and pay top dollar for it.
Yep.
Go poach talent. Don't go to the Angels. Don't go to the Orioles. Go to the Indians, go to the Twins, go to the Rays, go to the Dodgers, and whoever's in charge of their farm system, pry them away with dollar bills. That's your solution. And that's the most important money they'll spend this offseason. Because you can try and put Band-Aids on this crap for as long as you want, and you can go right up to the luxury tax and spend all that money. Without a farm system, it's pointless. And how's Scott Kingery working out? And look, I don't want to rail on Scott Kingery because he did have COVID earlier this year.
No.
And but you went.
He hit home runs in the scrimmages post COVID.
This goes back to talent evaluation. You did something you'd never done in your franchise's history and paid him good money without ever having had a bat at the major league level. Mm-hmm. And right now, Scott Kingery looks like they missed on that. He's an okay player. He's got a rag arm. Yeah. He can't play center field.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired of this.
Dude, that throw to third last night, I could have done better.
Yeah,
all right. He can throw better.
Hey, by the way, the Eagles are looking to avoid 0-3.
Yes, and we're going to get into that. There's ineptness all over town.
What is happening?
We need to sound off because Andrew and I are ticked off. Sam is going to kick us off with some Eagles talk. Then we'll get to David in Roxborough who wants to talk some Phillies. It's just bad. In September 2020, Philadelphia sports was one of the worst months in this town's sports calendar histories ever because I'm shook on all four franchises. Think about what happened. You got shut out in a game 7 with the one team that had hope in town. The Phillies just soiled themselves again and produced the second worst bullpen in Major League history. The Sixers got swept in the first round by a guy and a franchise you traded with to help them do that. Meanwhile, the guy they chose not to re-sign is playing on the verge of the NBA Finals. And oh yeah, the Eagles may potentially be a horrific team. And the quarterback we once thought was going to be great now hangs in the balance having to prove himself all over again. He's Andrew Salchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Heineken Original Lager. After watching these teams, I need some Heineken. Whether you're headed out for the game or staying indoors, choose Heineken Original Lager. Please enjoy responsibly. Coming up next, your calls. Time at the Fanatics, 324.